Hebrews, chapter 1. God, having in the past spoken to the fathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways, in these last days has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the ages. He is the radiance of his glory, the very image of his substance, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had made purification for sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has inherited a more excellent name than they have. For to which of the angels did he say at any time, "You are my Son, today have I become your Father"? And again, "I will be to him a father, and he will be to me a son"? And again, when he brings in the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." Of the angels he says, "Who makes his angels winds, and his servants a flame of fire." But of the Son he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the righteous scepter is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness, and hated iniquity, therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your companions." And, in the beginning, Lord, you established the foundation of the earth. The heavens are the works of your hands. They will perish, but you remain, and they will all wear out like a garment. As a cloak, you will roll them up, and like a garment they will be changed. But you remain the same, and your years will have no end. But which of the angels has he told at any time, "Sit at my right hand, until I make your enemies the footstool of your feet"? Are they not all ministering spirits, sent out to do service for the sake of those who will inherit salvation?